And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of January, 2017. It was on this date in 1977, snow fell on Florida. Two fast-moving Arctic fronts came across the state at the same time. Snow started falling in the pre-dawn hours. School children raced out to try and catch the flakes on their tongues. Tampa got about 0.2 inches, which brought the city to a standstill. It's the birthday of James Watt, Greenock, Scotland, 1736. There had been steam engines invented already, but he got interested in them because they couldn't do much real work. Too much steam was lost when it condensed inside the chamber as it cooled, and the engines used too much coal. James Watt set about perfecting this great machine. It's the birthday of Dolly Parton, born in Sevier County, Tennessee, 1946, one of 12 kids, born and raised in a little cabin in the Smoky Mountains. Her father paid the doctor who delivered the baby with a bag of oatmeal. She appeared at the Grand Ole Opry when she was 13 years old, and the day after she graduated from high school, she went off to Nashville, Tennessee. It's the birthday of Patricia Highsmith, born Fort Worth, Texas, 1921, wrote suspense novels in which unspeakable crimes turn out to have been committed by mild-mannered people. Her first novel, Strangers on Train, was made into a movie by Alfred Hitchcock, but the rest of her books were too morally ambiguous, even for him. Good characters were not necessarily rewarded. Murderers were not necessarily punished. Patricia Highsmith's work sold much better in Europe, so she spent most of the rest of her life there. Died in 1995, after which her novel The Talented Mr. Ripley was made into a movie. And it's the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe, born Boston, 1809. His parents traveling actors. His mother died of tuberculosis when he was just 2 years old, and he was adopted by a Richmond merchant named John Allen. Grew up in a fine house in Richmond with a double portico. Went off to the University of Virginia. Was kicked out. Went to West Point. Was expelled there too. Published his first book of poems in Boston when he was 18. He was very busy as a writer in New York City, busy and most of the time successful, an editor, reporter, and critic, became famous for his long poem, The Raven, in 1845. Here's a poem for today by Edgar Allan Poe, a poem that he wrote for the mother of one of his school friends, Jane Stannard, who encouraged Poe's early literary efforts. The poem to Helen. Helen, thy beauty is to me like those Nicene barks of yore that gently o'er a perfumed sea the weary, way-worn wanderer bore to his own native shore. On desperate seas, long wont to roam, thy hyacinth hair, thy classic face, thy naiad airs have brought me home to the glory that was Greece and the grandeur that was Rome. Lo, in yon brilliant window niche, how statue-like I see thee stand, the agate lamp within thy hand. Ah, Psyche, from the regions which are holy land. Edgar Allan Poe's poem to Helen. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.